This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Oh, I do declare. Why, sir, I would love it if you were to bend me over and make sweet, sweet, passionate love to me, as you would fornicate with me from my rear in the derriere. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in San Antonio, Texas, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, Deese talks about what's really going on in his bathroom, weird things about Asians, and more. And now your host. He's been doing Duolingo for over 400 days now, which means he can find the bathroom, order food, and buy cocaine in Spanish. Deese Casillas!
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. What is up? Another bootleg episode. We have not gotten the studio together, guys. So if the sound is still a little off, it's because I'm just recording into my goddamn computer like a fucking poor Salvadorian making podcasts about things nobody cares to hear about and ranting on. You know what Salvadorians do. I don't know if you guys know this about Latinos, but we have a hierarchy when it comes to, other Latinos. We're racist against each other. It's crazy. And Salvadorian's pretty low on that list. If you're Puerto Rican, I'm looking at you. Okay, we put you on an island for a reason. You're fucking island Latinos. Puerto Rico, oh, you mean the Mexico that got hurricaned? We don't give a shit about you. Throw more fucking bounty rolls at you. Lucky you got those, motherfucker. Eat your weird spaghetti, stay on your island, and use weird words that we made popular, even though you guys all look like you're from Africa. I don't get it. You're a weird country. You don't make sense, Puerto Rico. And I realize Puerto Rico is not a country. They're kind of a part of America. I don't know what's going on with Puerto Rico. Guys, I have a GED. I don't know a lot of things, okay?
Oh.
But anyway, the sound is still a little off, but we're here. We're doing shows. No guests this week. Just me hanging out in the studio. It's been a interesting week getting my house together. I did something I never thought I'd do. Everyone told me I should. Through the entire pandemic, I was told I needed to. I was obstinate. I didn't listen to these people that told me I had to do this. Everyone in the pandemic did it. I didn't. And if I finally did it, guys, that's right. I got a bidet. Fuck yeah, man. I got a bidet. And I installed it myself. I'm basically a journeyman plumber now. I gotta say, man, I haven't used it yet. I'm scared. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm scared. I turned it on last night to see how this thing works, and it shot water across my fucking bathroom. Literally across the entire bathroom. I'm like, holy shit, dude, this thing's like a fucking AK-47 firing out fucking water rounds up my hoo-ha. If I put my ass in there, man, I'm like a high colonic. I don't need to get tested for colon cancer ever again. This thing's shooting polyps right out of my fucking booty hole. Let me know that I'm safe. Goddamn militarize these motherfuckers. Killing anything in my asshole. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. I'm afraid, man. I think I might bust my behind if that thing goes up my ass. I'm scared, man. Like, it's serious shit. I couldn't do it. I come from a Christian household, man. What happens then? I gotta go to Thanksgiving, look my grandma in the eye after I took a fucking SeaWorld ass splash zone first row up my fucking keister because I had a little fucking too much corn the night before for dinner. That's crazy. I can't do that shit. I mean, I'm out here fucking eating turkey legs for dinner and you can see it streaming down my bidet. Just blasting that right out of my colon. I don't know, man. I'm scared. What if I like it? Then what? Then what? Then I got a bidet problem. I can't go to dinner parties. I can't use public bathrooms. I'm out here like with a little squirt bottle I bring with me everywhere I go because I gotta dust my ass when I'm done shit and I can't do it. It's a scary prospect, you know? It's witchcraft anyway. You know, next thing you know, I'm gonna be out in the fucking woods making poison apples with lady, luring little kids to a fucking oven with breadcrumbs. Can't do it. It's not for me. I'm a Christian, God-fearing man. I don't think I can spray water in my ass. So there it is. Anyway, if you want to come over and take a shit in my bathroom, I got a bidet. We'll spray your ass up. I don't think it's for me, though. One day I might do it, but it's a scary-ass thing. Scary ass, literally ass, man. I don't think I can make it happen. Speaking of being gay, I had a thought the other day. You know, they say that close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. You know that old saying your grandpa said? I don't think that's true, though. Like, it also counts in being gay. No one's close to being gay. You're either gay or you're not. I mean, if you find yourself on your knees, eye to one eye with somebody's dick, and you got it in your hand. And keep in mind, possession 3/4 of the law. So at that point, you're legally a homosexual. And again, nothing's wrong with that. That's okay. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. I'm just saying, I don't think you can be close to being gay. You either are or you're not, you know? And I would think that you would know. You would know if you are or not. You want to be like, no, I'm just close to it. No, you are. I mean, girls, it's different with girls. Girls are lucky because girls, you can go get drunk and like blow a pussy or whatever you girls do. I don't know how girls, I don't know what's going on with ladies' parts very much. I'm not good at ladies. But like, that can happen and that's fine. You can go date a girl. Guys think it's cool. Girls think it's hot. You're just exploring, you know, just your sophomore year in college. You know, fucking sleepover that got out of hand with a pillow fight probably, or I don't know, that's how it goes in my head. You can still date dudes, but if a guy goes out, gets too drunk and accidentally blows another dude, game over, son. You are gay. It's it. You can't go and try to be like getting ready for a date the next week and be like, hey, later boys, I'm going out with Stacey. You're like, wait a second, didn't you suck a dick last weekend? Yeah, I just have to keep sucking dick, man. You're a dick-sucking friend now, man. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just what it is, though. We need one in our crew anyway. Someone's got to take us to Gap and help us pick out an outfit for our straight dates. I obviously have no clue what I'm talking about. I don't know what I mean. I don't know what the hell that means. But anyway, lots been going on, guys. I had a revelation. I had a revelation that there's things people get shocked by that I don't think we should be surprised at anymore. Like recently, I was in a grocery store and I sneezed. And this lady goes, oh, wow, ho, hoo-ha, oh. She goes, whoo. She made a noise, like, yeah. She made a noise, you know. She's like a dingo that just got her tail bit by a wombat. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you getting surprised? I'd be surprised if, you know what would be more surprising? If I went a whole year and I suddenly woke up one morning and be like, I have not heard one person sneeze. I'd be like, I am living in a simulation. People sneeze all the time. Constantly. You know? It's not like a weird thing that you never see happen. Like, it's something that happens all the time. It's not a rarity. It's like, you know, there's things that never happen in life. Like seeing a Japanese person eat cheese. You've never seen that. I guarantee it. Think about it. You're thinking about it right now. You've never seen a Japanese person eat cheese. I don't think they do. I don't even know if Japanese people are real. I just think they're Chinese people lying to us. I don't know. I can't prove otherwise. I can't prove they're not. They are, but I can't prove they're not. And neither can they. I think. I don't trust 23andMe either. They're in on it. But there's weird shit, like sneezing happens all the time. There's things we're shocked at, you know? It's like when you're in a parking lot and you're backing out of a parking lot and someone walks behind your car and they're like, whoa! Like, dude, you were fucking walking in a parking lot. Did you not think cars are backing in and out of parking spots all day? That's what exclusively a parking lot is for. That and taking $10 hookers to. Depending on what part of town you live in. Park in the back. There's no lights back there. They usually don't work. Oh, man. The news has been wild out there, though. I don't know if you guys... I try not to watch the news. I think it's pretty terrible. It's... although I always see these news articles. I don't know how... I've cultivated in my, because I don't go on any websites for news or anything or watch. I don't have TV because I'm better than you guys. But somehow news pops up on my Facebook feed regularly. I don't click on it. I usually don't read it because, you know, I'm American. I don't have to read news. I just read the headline and then create my own narrative for whatever fits my individual needs that day. You know. A good fucking America, man. But I think it's funny when I talk to people about the news because, you know, people are, they're all in on CNN or they're all in on Fox News and then they think the other one is pure wackos. I'm like, man, if you can watch one of those, you're brave already. But if you can watch one and be like, this is definitely right, and those other people are definitely crazy. And you can't see how insane that is. I have to assume you're dumb. You're a dumb person. Or you're lying yourself. It's a mental gymnastics to look at one and be like, no. You know, CNN definitely would never lie to me, but Fox News for sure lies about everything. They're both pieces of shit. And we've learned this in the last few years with COVID and everything. It is crazy to me that we're still talking about COVID, but something recently hit the news that really stuck out to me. And this is this whole lab leak thing. The idea that the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal have both come out now and said that the COVID was indeed a lab leak. Now, this is something that would get you kicked off of platforms. It would say misinformation when you posted something like that on Facebook or Instagram. And you'd be demonetized on YouTube, you know? And now they're coming out and saying, oh yeah, it definitely is a lab leak, which obviously it was a lab leak. I'm not a scientist. Like I said earlier, I'm a Mexican with a GED. I'm a fucking idiot. But even I knew when I heard this story, they're like, yeah, some crazy dude, you know, ate a bat and then he wandered into town and he fucking banged his mistress and then his mistress fucking blew a sheep and then the sheep fucking shit into some guy's corn dog. Like, no, that's not how viruses work. I mean, I was listening to the story. I'm like, that's not how a virus like that works. A virus does not mutate in someone's digestive system to become an airborne virus like that. This is something that, scientists who were, again, demonetized, Brett Weinstein, people like that, said this has definitely been tinkered with. This is not a natural virus. This is not how they operate. It's been mutated, and it looks intentional. And people like that were maligned. And consider wackos, kicked off YouTube, demonetized. And no, look at that. They were right. You know, obviously a lab leak. You mean the level 5 lab in Wuhan that was testing gain-of-function research in Wuhan didn't happen to come from that? It definitely came from a bat a couple miles away, that's for sure. And people bought that story, and there's still people hanging on to that narrative, which is an insane idea. And this thing, people, I just want to say, we are allowed to make mistakes. It was a wild time during COVID. I understand why people would have been afraid. I understand why people made certain decisions and did things they maybe regret, whether it was things they said, getting the vaccine, maybe not getting the vaccine, putting someone on a ventilator, all these things we didn't know. There's a lot of unknowns and a lot of misinformation being fed to us. What I think really is important now is that in hindsight, looking back, that we're able to take the time to reflect on it, not be so dug in with our fucking stupid ideas and be like, oh, you know what? I was wrong. The things I did was wrong. The information fed to me by the people I trusted was wrong. The things my political leaders were telling me were intentionally misleading. Not always, but in most cases, yes. They knew ahead of time and they still misled us. And like, we should have the grace to look at that and change our ideas and be willing to maybe even apologize to some people. We definitely owe everyone during COVID owes someone else an apology for something they said or did to them. That I think is definitely important. But yeah, lab leak, there it is. It was a lab leak, obviously. I don't think it was an intentional lab leak. I think that's still, not something they've proven, nor do I think it was necessarily. But I mean, it's just so crazy because everyone just saw that, this happened under Trump. So they got nuts and wanted to blame him. And, he's like, oh, well, maybe from a lab. And people hate Trump so much, they'd be like, no way, that's racist. It's just... And again, I say this way too often, because if you say anything that's negative against Democrats or liberals or not with this fucking subscribed ideology these fucking idiots have, you're an alt-right Nazi. I don't like Trump. I think he's dumb. I don't think he has a lot of good ideas. But he was right about some things during his presidency. And he said some things now that make sense about COVID going back that we've proven, and people will never remember. It's part of the problem we have where, if someone gets charged for sexual assault and then is found innocent, is acquitted. People rarely, if ever, remember the acquittal. If you bring up that person's name, they just remember, oh, that's the person that got charged for sexual assault. There's no apology later. Maybe a ninth page, one sentence, minuscule print retraction in a newspaper. That's it. We just want the headlines and to blow people up. And it's terrible. It's terrible. So speaking of blowing people up, I'm going to talk about some old news. Dana White, head of the UFC. This story's been kicking around in my brain for a while, and I keep forgetting to talk about it. But... there was a video of him that came out around New Year's of him slapping his wife, and I think they're in Cabo, somewhere in Mexico, drunk. They're obviously drunk. They've been drinking. I think it was New Year's Eve, and they're up in this balcony party just jamming, and he ended up slapping her. And all the videos or all the headlines read, before I ever saw the video too, I mean, all the headlines are Dana White commits domestic violence. Dana White beats his wife. Dana White hits his wife. That's all the headlines. Then if you watch the video, Dana White's wife hits him first. I'm going to let that sink in for you guys, and I want you guys to really think about that for a second and what that means to you. Most of you are, if not all of you, are probably thinking, so what? You're a man. Don't hit your wife. Even if she hits you first. And, I agree with you. That's true. You should have the ability, the wherewithal, to walk away from most things, fights with anyone, man or woman. be big enough to just walk away. Don't hit back. But the point is, of a couple things. A, Dana White did commit domestic violence. His wife also committed domestic violence. Not only committed it, but did it first, instigated it, hit him first. Nowhere was that stated in any of the headlines, any of the articles, none of it. Just that he hit her. And again, I agree, he shouldn't have hit her. That was a terrible thing. But here's the other wrinkle here. We live in an America in a time where everyone wants to say women and men are equal. We are 100% the same. There is no difference. Binary this or gender is blah, blah, blah. We want equality, this and that, et cetera, et cetera. Equity, blah, 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 all that bullshit. Okay, fine. I agree with most of that. But are we the same or are we not? Because if we're the same, then it doesn't matter that him hitting her shouldn't carry more weight than her hitting him. We're equal, right? We're the same. We should carry the same responsibilities for what we do, for our actions. Domestic violence is not a one-way thing. It goes both ways. And it happens way more often with men against women. But also statistically, it goes highly unreported from men because of the fact that it's embarrassing, emasculating. Most people don't believe men. It's like saying a man can't be raped. That is also a thing that's said a lot in this culture. So you guys got to decide if we're equal or not, because you can't take all the good stuff and leave the bad stuff. You gotta choose and ride or die with that bitch, which brings me to another topic of much chagrin, much controversy recently, and that is Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio has been getting in some hot shit because he is banging a 19-year-old model, and he's like 50 or whatever, which that's a pretty big age gap. I agree. I don't think I would necessarily date someone that much younger than me. But also, we've all signed off that at 18 years old, you're an adult. And you get to do what you want to do. So what is the cutoff of what's too old for a girl and guy? What's the age difference? You know, they're an adult. They get to do what they want to do, make their choices, good or bad. And the reality is, Leo is getting what he wants out of it, to bang a hot 19-year-old. And this lady is also getting what she wants out of it, to hang out with Leonardo DiCaprio on his fucking yacht and have that clout and status. She's not being forced to do it. She's not being sex trafficked. She also wants to be in this position. In the hypocrisy of the, if it was the other way around, you know, if it was some young dude and some older lady, everyone would be like, you go, girl, get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it was a 60-year-old, 50-year-old girl banging a 20-year-old dude, they would all be all about it. And we got to decide as a country, as a nation, as people, among your own gods, what, you know, where do you stand? Be consistent, you know, at least. I understand people have dumb ideas. And that's the thing. Like, I don't agree with religion. There's a lot about religion I don't like. But I respect the people who commit and go all in. Like, this is a bit I used to do. But I would talk about Muslims and how much I respect them because at least they commit to their religion. Which, you know, obviously some of the things Muslims do, very questionable. And not Muslims in general, extremist Muslims, the Muslims portrayed in the media, obviously. God, the fact that I have to even fucking say that is sickening. But you know, you guys know what I mean. The stereotypical, like, terrorist extremist Muslim. They stick to that book. Bam, 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 hardcore. I respect that way more than a Christian who, you know, talks about the Bible and all these things they have to do, but then they go drink or they smoke or they swear or they, you know, cheat on their wife or smoke meth and suck dicks in truck stop parking lots in Minnesota. Things like that. Like, if you're going to be tell everyone else how bad they are, at least have the common decency to be consistent and rise above it, or just be the piece of shit. Lean in, admit it. Admit what you are, admit what it is, and go with it. That's fine. All right, guys. That's all I got to say this week. I'm going to get out of here. I just wanted to pop in, spread my thoughts, do a little chit-chat. As for me and other shows coming up, let's see, this Saturday at the Black Diamond ILite Lounge in Spokane Valley, Washington, the Social Hour Comedy Showcase with headliner Greg Beachler. Steve Johnson and Blade Frank will also be there. If you're looking for me, I will not be there. I am actually doing a showcase in San Antonio this weekend, which I'll put some information out on that. I'm trying to figure out if it's Friday or Saturday. I'm still waiting to hear back. But anyway, next week on the 9th at Rockport Bar and Grill, we have Jason Stewart and Brad Pierce. That is going to be a great show. It's Rockport, Washington. I will be at the Perfect Score in San Antonio on the 10th. And then Free Roam Brewery on the 16th, and a bunch of other stuff coming up, guys. So just go to deescomedy.com, check out everything going on across the network. Shows coming up. I'll be back in New Mexico, Arizona coming up soon, too. Let's get some stuff together. Let's party. Let's get this thing going. That's it, guys, for Social Hour. I've been Deez. Thank you very much, and we will see you next week.